السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد, respected elders and brothers, continuing from where we left off, discussing the harms of casting lustful glances, and just to put ourselves back into the what was being discussed, and the reason why we're discussing this particular sin is that we mentioned that it is something which has become very prevalent across all sectors of the Muslim Ummah, whether the person has deen in his life, doesn't have deen in his life. This particular sin is extremely difficult to give up, in that it is so easy for a person to commit this sin. And sometimes we regard it as something which is trivial. So therefore, for the seriousness to once again come to the heart, we discussing the harms of it. Of course, every single sin which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden, there is some harm in it. Targeting this particular one, inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us tawfiq to rid our lives of all sins. And we mentioned three harms, and we mentioned the first one is that it is violating the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah ta'ala has mentioned, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing men, they should lower their gazes, protect their chastity. So a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is being given in the Quran Sharif, if a person does not fulfill it, then he becomes liable for being termed as a transgressor of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second particular harm is that a person is breaching their trust, this eye which Allah ta'ala has given us. It is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an amanat. And therefore, by abusing it and misusing it, we are breaching this trust which Allah Ta'ala has given to us. The third harm is that the person becomes the recipient of the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, La'an Allahu nadhir wal manzur ilayhi. May Allah curse the one who casts lustful glances, and that individual who adorns himself or herself to attract the glances of others. That is why we should be very particular that we do not impress the opposite gender. And our daughters, our mothers, and those individuals who we have some influence over, from our women folk, family, women folk, our daughters, nieces, aunts, mothers. So we should try and influence them and explain to them that when they are leaving the home, they should dress in such a manner that they do not attract the glances of others. Applying of perfume and all these things outside, this is going to attract the glances of others. And then they're going to become recipient of the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is extremely serious. The other harm which is mentioned, ulama-i kiram have mentioned, is that when a person casts these lustful glances, he's actually causing pain to his own heart. There's a pain that he's causing to his heart. Because now the person is going to glance at this particular woman. And now she may be the wife of someone else. Now he cannot get her. Or perhaps he's already married, it is not possible for him to now remarry. So now he's going to look at her and he cannot get her. So he's going to cause pain to the heart. Person cannot get that which he is desiring. It causes some kind of pain to the heart. So now the objection that is raised here is that the person will say, but Morana, if we don't look, we're also going to cause pain to our heart. Because now you want to look, and now when you're lowering your gaze, so it's also going to cause some kind of pain to the heart. So Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, has given such a beautiful example. He said that one is pain of known and recognizable beauty, and one is pain of unknown and unrecognizable beauty. And then the example we can give is that a person, somebody comes to him, perhaps it's his son, the father says, listen, if you pass your examination, then I'm going to give you this particular vehicle as a gift. And he shows him the vehicle. He shows him the vehicle. He makes him sit inside. He sees the vehicle. He gets some little bit of a feel of the vehicle. And now this son, he doesn't pass. So now he knew what he was supposed to get. And now when he doesn't get it, there's a tremendous pain on the heart. And now you have another person. The father tells the son that, listen, if you pass your examination, I'll get you a gift. He says, any gift. He doesn't say what gift he's going to be. So the son doesn't know what gift he's going to get. Now, from the two individuals, who will feel less pain? The one who sat in the vehicle and got a little bit of a feel of it, or the one who didn't know what he's getting? Obviously, both got some pain. But the pain which the individual received, who did not know what he was going to get, is very marginal. It is very nominal. He'll be able to get over it quickly. So that's their logical explanation. In the same way, here the person saw everything, he looked nicely, he looked at all the features and the complexion and whatever else he wanted to look at. And now he doesn't get it, there's a tremendous pain on the heart. And the other individual lowered his gaze. He lowered his gaze. There is some kind of pain, but it's pain of unknown and unrecognizable beauty. That will become very easy for him to get over. And this person will go through a tremendous amount of pain. There's a tremendous pain on the heart. Then of course, that person who breaks his heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Maulana Sahib rahmatullah gave a beautiful example. He said that when there is a disaster that strikes a particular village or a particular town, there's an earthquake, there's some kind of natural disaster that takes place. So now the government declares that particular region a disaster zone. It's a disaster zone. And as a result, what happens is some special laws that come into place. And now special funds are channeled to that particular place. And now the government now intervenes. They come in and say, listen, this is a disaster zone. And now we have earmarked certain amount of funds for this area. We're going to rebuild the infrastructure. We're going to rebuild the roads. We're going to rebuild all the houses. And now he says, now that particular government, when they rebuild, that house may have been falling, the house may have been damaged, the roads may have had quite a few potholes, whatever it may be. But now when the government rebuilds it, it's going to be brand new. So he says in the same way, that person who shatters his heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he smashes his heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes his heart a disaster zone for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Allah ta'ala then declares that particular heart a disaster zone. He said, this heart has been shattered for my pleasure. This heart has been broken for my pleasure. Now I will rebuild this heart. And now Allah ta'ala then rebuilds this heart and blesses the person with a beautiful, spiritually pure, illuminated heart filled with the nur and the mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, subhanallah, the ayat of the Quran Sharif also Allah ta'ala mentions about the same thing. إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. As the Tanvir rahmatullah he takes out a very beautiful nukta from this. In the incident of Sulaiman alayhi salam and Zulaykha, so when the letter was given to her via Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, we know the incident, we will not go into the incident. So nevertheless, she called her ministers and she said, listen, what do you think about this particular letter? So some of them said, we've got a powerful military force, we can go and we can overpower them. So she said, no, well, look, what I know is that, you see, kings are such, the nature of kings are such, in al-muruka. إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً, whenever they enter a particular and conquer a particular village and a particular city, أَفْسَدُوهَا, they completely destroy it. They completely destroy that particular village. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِيَا أَذِلَّةً, and those individuals in the city who are ministers and were important and who had some kind of authority, they are disgraced and humiliated. They are completely disgraced and humiliated. So Hazrat Rahmatullah, Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah, says, now this is the nature of kings, that when kings enter the heart, enter the particular town, they destroy it. And then they make those who had authority, they completely humiliate them, degrade them, drop them, lower them, get rid of them. So he says in the same way, that particular heart that was abounding with evil desires, that was abounding with all these evil temptations, it didn't have any inclination towards akhirat. But now when the person shatters that heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now when Allah ta'ala now enters that heart and conquers that heart and gains victory over that particular heart, and Allah ta'ala enters that heart, afsaduha. Allah ta'ala causes that whole heart to become shattered and all these evil desires get completely destroyed. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِيَا ذِلَّةً. Those evil desires that were within the heart, they are now completely humiliated, they are disgraced. And now, those who are good now, good qualities start becoming, getting positions within that particular heart. And then you will find that particular individual, there's goodness emanating from his personality. So this is one particular aspect of casting evil glances, is that a person is causing pain to his heart. Then as far as the heart as well, the ulama-i kiram have explained, it is also causing a lot of weakness to the heart. Because there's a constant struggle within the heart. Person is every time thinking about that beauty. He saw that particular woman, and now he's contemplating and he's fantasizing, and there's constant pain and constant harm that is taking place to his particular heart. There's no contentment in that particular heart. And together with that, from the heart, the person starts listening to her voice. The person starts, you know,
fantasizing, the mind is being preoccupied, and then it leads to many worse things thereafter. A person can even end up committing the actual act of zina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Another particular harm with regards to casting evil glances is that it leads to ungratefulness. Now the person is married, Allah ta'ala has blessed him with a wife. And now when the person is going to look at others, we must remember that there will always be somebody more beautiful. And remember our own selves, as we are aging, the beauty is waning away, it's fading away. And the same with our women folk. Now when a person is going to look at others, he's going to find someone more beautiful. And then as a result, he's going to start, you know, losing appreciation and value for his own wife. And this is going to lead to ungratefulness. That is why you will find many occasions, that whenever there's marital problems, one of the main causes, and we've heard this from Hazrat Maulana Yunus Abu Rahmatullah himself, and we've, you know, even witnessed it within our own sphere of, you know, cases that we've been dealing with, that as soon as the person starts casting evil glances, whether it's from the male side, with the husband's side, or the wife's side, then the first thing that happens is that love from that marriage is removed. Now when the love is removed, now you'll find the husband is finding fault with the wife, and the wife is finding fault with the husband. What has happened? This is the first thing that happens in that particular marriage. Therefore, if we want our marriages to become Jannat on earth, then we should learn to lower our gazes from others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then start showing the beauty within our own wives. So therefore, Hazrat Imam Yunus Abu Rahmatullah used to always say that every man should consider his wife, no matter what she may be. He should consider his wife to be his Layla. That this is my Layla, this is what Allah has given me, and you should appreciate her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to give up the sins. Last night we had the incident, Imam Sahib, Hafiz Sahib, he had an incident and he was shot, alhamdulillah, he's stable. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants complete shifa. And Allah ta'ala is the one who protects, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who saves. So therefore we should always make, you know, a lot of dua. Focus our gazes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the one who tests as well. It doesn't mean that every person who goes through some kind of calamity or difficulty, it is because of some kind of azab. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test the person, elevate the person's stages. Therefore, we should make a lot of dua when we leave our homes. Read the masnoon duas. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us these duas. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That Ya Allah, I'm placing my trust in you. Always our gaze is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person complained to Hazrat Maulana Sahib rahmatullahi, Hazrat, I got now hijacked. I am migrating from this country. I'm tired now. It's very dangerous migrating. Look at the beautiful answer that Hazrat Maulana Sahib rahmatullahi gave. He said, brother, now where did you get hijacked? He said, I was on my way to work and this is what happened. So he said, now how many years you traveling this particular route going to work? He said, about 20 some odd years. So he said, in the 20 years that you've been traveling, how many times you got hijacked? So he said, it's the first time. So Hazrat Rahmatullah explained to him, now 20 years, first time you got hijacked. Now you got to ask yourself the question, who is the one that made you get hijacked? Who is the one who caused these things to happen? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to look within your own life that why did this happen? Sometimes it is because of some sin and guna, some evil that we are doing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a little shake-up. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Allah ta'ala sends the small adab prior to the major adab so that the person can turn back. So he gives you a little bit of shake-up call that listen, see, a life could be very short. The bullets flew and I could have lost my life. I could have been gone. That could have been the end of it. So Allah Ta'ala gives a little bit of a shake-up to wake up. Your life is running away. You could just leave this world within seconds. So Allah Ta'ala shakes the person up so that he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it could be an azab. So what you need to do is change your life. Because if you're going to migrate to another country and if Allah Ta'ala's azab is focused on you, so can you escape the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by going to another country? So perhaps you won't get hijacked in that particular country, but some other kind of azab will come in another form. Or it could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing the person. Allah ta'ala has sent us into this world not just to enjoy. حَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَيُتْرَكُ وَيَقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Do you think you will be entering this world and you will not be tested? We will be tested. All the Anbiya were tested. Look at how Nabi Kareem Sassam was tested. So many individuals were lost close to him. His beloved wife, his uncle, his Sahaba-i-Kiram, they were injured. All these calamities that took place, these were tests to raise the stage of Nabi Kareem Sassam and to show the Ummah that this world is very short. So it could be a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala tests, He makes it easy as well. But Allah ta'ala will never test a person beyond his capacity. Nevertheless, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our communities. Allah ta'ala gives us safety and security. Allah ta'ala must not test us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the family the strength and the courage. It is traumatic. Allah make it extremely easy for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen their hearts. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.